This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi this morning after concluding his day-long visit to Italy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described the visit as productive. He highlighted that the discussions were held with world leaders on various subjects. He further expressed a shared commitment to create impactful solutions that benefit the global community and create a better world for future generations. Minister of External Affairs said this visit saw fruitful dialogues on key global issues under the G7 platform and the deepening of India's partnership with countries participating in the summit. During his visit, the Prime Minister attended the G7 summit and held bilaterals with several world leaders, including his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. In the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, Prime Minister Modi today shared a video clip of Ardh Chakrasana, or the half-wheel posture, on social media platform X. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister urged people to practice the posture for a healthy heart and improved blood flow. The clip described the health benefits as well as the steps to perform the standing posture in both English and Hindi. As the first parliamentary session of the 18th Lok Sabha is set to begin from the 24th of this month, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said, "The government is positively looking forward to work together with all the political parties and members to run the parliament smoothly." Highlighting the importance of the first session, Mr. Rijiju said that the first session is customary to have the oath for the newly elected members and the election of the Speaker of Lok Sabha and then President's address to both Houses of Parliament. Our correspondent reports that the first session of Rajya Sabha after the 18th Lok Sabha elections will commence on the 27th of this month. The sessions of both Houses will conclude on the 3rd of July. The Delhi High Court has directed Sunita Kejriwal, wife of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, and five others to remove the video of court proceedings they posted on social media. The video showed her husband addressing the Rouse Avenue Court on the 28th of March after his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate ED in connection with the alleged liquor policy scam. Division Bench of Justice Nina Bansal Krishna and Justice Amit Sharma issued the notice on a public interest litigation, PIL, against Sunita Kejriwal and others for allegedly violating the video conferencing rules. The court also directed social media platforms to take down any related posts or reposts containing the video recorded on that day. The matter has been scheduled for further hearing on the 9th of July. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, today asked the newly commissioned flying officers to adapt new technologies, especially in cyber sector, and effectively use their expertise to win wars. Addressing them after the combined graduation parade at the Air Force Academy, Dundigal, near Hyderabad, the Chief of the Air Staff said the modern warfare is no longer physical and it became a dynamic one where cyber technology play a crucial role. The Chief of the Air Staff has presented wings and President's Commission to about 200 flight cadets of flying and ground duty branches who completed the pre-commissioned training. Two women died when a wall portion of a three-story structure collapsed in Wadala near Mumbai last night. As per the BMC's disaster management cell, a wall of second and third floor partially collapsed around 9:30 p.m. in the N-Top Hill area of Wadala. The fire officials rushed to the spot and started rescue operation. Two women who were injured in the incident were immediately rushed to the Sion Hospital. Both the victims were declared brought dead. Further investigations is underway. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will take on Canada in the last group stage match at the Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time today. Earlier, South Africa defeated Nepal by a margin of one run in a last-over thriller at Arnos Vale Ground, Kingston, in West Indies this morning. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Andre Benjamin of Germany have advanced to the men's doubles finals of the ATP Challenger Tournament in Perugia, Italy. The Indo-German duo will take on the top-seeded Miguel Angel Reyes Varela of Mexico and Guido Andreozzi of Argentina in the final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.